Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
So we're turning to the lines. Naturally, Keith Wood has graced us with his presence. Hello.
How are you?
It's good to have you in studio.
It's good to be in studio.
You were just telling me that when we have you down the line from Killaloe, you rarely do it naked. So
yes, that's one of the things. That's a horrible thought.
Yeah. Clothing is very much necessary for the in-studio chats.
I would have thought so. I've dressed for radio, isn't it?
Yeah. So we'll get on to your thoughts on the first test and what needs to happen or what will happen for the second test. But the Geography 6 is a phrase which is coming back to haunt Warren Gatland. So it seems like, Finn Russell aside, the likes of Thomas Francis, Corey Hill, Christian Dacey, Garrett Davies, Alan Dell have been brought out. They won't see any game time at all. A few of them warmed up a few times yesterday morning. Yeah. And Gatland's explanation was that, well, he listened to people talking about the jersey being devalued after he'd initially called them up. And so the plan was not to bring them on wherever possible yesterday morning. And so ultimately he has pleased no one here. It's backfired in every kind of respect.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important not to go straight into Gatland baiting, of which there's been a fairly significant amount, I have to say. Look, we all know, I myself and Gatty would not be bosom pals. That doesn't take away from the fact that he is leading a Lions tour, and I would want him to do very well. And I didn't like the idea of bringing in six guys because of expediency, because they're close by. That goes against, what the Lions talk about, and it goes against the values and tradition. And I think that's a difficult one to square. I was always uncomfortable with it. Though I have to say I had sympathy with him, and I think there is merit in what he managed to do. So if you're not going to bring guys out for the whole tour, things change all the time. The Lions is going to have to go under a very, very serious review after this tour because of a variety of different reasons. But that is going to be essential, because whether the Lions fully fits for purpose within a professional age, yes, professional in terms of its commercial, but in terms of player welfare and in terms of where it sits within a rugby calendar, this is something that has to be decided to whether it's going to be important or not important in the future for rugby. So for Warren to go and get six guys to bolster the squad, do you know what? He had talked about it beforehand. Nobody had much of an issue with it. A little bit of an issue with it, but I can get over that, provided they're the best six guys that you can bring in.
Yes.
So that actually, if you needed them for the third test, you'd have guys there to say they're the best of the best. They're the best of what we have available.
Yeah.
And it's not ideal, but that's okay.
Yeah. With Bronagh Driscoll on last night, here was his take on it. And he's talking not just about the, not to use too strong a word, the humiliation, say that those guys being dragged out undergo, but also the likes of Ian Henderson, who stays on the pitch for 80 odd minutes, and Rory Best, the entire front row, in fact.
From what I've heard, those players that have been involved feel no part of it whatsoever. I think he's done a disservice to them too, because they feel exactly that they're kind of their unused cannon fodder.
Yeah.
And
that's embarrassing for them. It's utterly embarrassing.
It is. I think they're just waiting to head home. I think they go home tomorrow, Thursday,
right.
from what I'm hearing, but I don't think that worked. And you cannot have a front row on for 80 minutes. When was the last time you had front row? That's doing players a disservice, irrespective of whether they're test players or not.
And
does not play 80 minutes anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think he's handled that brilliantly personally.
Yeah. It's like someone should have said to him, there's a picture of you in the paper as a clown already. You should really just not worry.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But, I stand by it. The geography thing, and I had heard prior to the tour that this was a chance, though there was a chance that might be the case.
Yeah.
But I wasn't anticipating some of the quality of those players being brought in as to the standard they were. And I wasn't even aware who Corey Hill was, to be honest with you.
Oh, thank God, because so I just thought I was incredibly ignorant of some of these guys.
No, and I'm a pundit. Right. I'm meant to know these things. But so guys like him, how does he feel? Is he able to go away and say that he's been a Lion?
a part of me felt very sorry for Gatland the way it's all unfolded. There is something admirable about him calling up these six fellas, seeing the reaction, seeing talk of devaluing a jersey, and then saying, OK, maybe I've made a mistake here, and so I'm going to try and almost put this wrong right by not using them, and it's almost turned into two wrongs, and he's getting even more shtick. I'd say he is just thinking, oh, I've made a mess of it. But I thought there was, you know, a touch of decency, a touch of respect for the Lions by acknowledging maybe it was wrong to call them up.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I get there on that, to be honest. I
so you should have stuck to his convictions and said that I'm emptying the bench.
I think you had to use the players once they were there, because I looked I looked at loads of quality players who were on the end of a long season, having been on a very hard tour, and I know for our listeners, you have to understand that the training sessions to try and get right for a lie is just so tough. The guys were dead in their feet.
Yeah, first test, 30-15. Good and bad parts of the Lions performance. What did you make of it?
Do you know, there was elements of it that we still haven't thought up. And I keep looking at, trying to look at it, taking a step further back. You know, watching from home is great, actually. There's no, you're not under any pressure to deliver a response immediately or anything like that. And it's kind of nice to look at it a little bit coldly. And I'm not that cold. There's a fair bit of shouting in my sitting room. But I thought that the All Blacks were magnificent. I thought they played just incredibly well. They played a style that they don't normally play. In the midst of the game, I think at the start of the second half, I was talking to my boys and I just said, have a look at this. We don't see this very often. Going up the guts, popping one to the left, then going back to the right, then going to the left again. They're challenging the assumption that the Lions might have had for what they might do, consistently going through the guts of them, because the press is easier to get an intercept, two passes or three passes out. Mm. Now they're doing something that's very Northern Hemisphere, but doing it at a pace that we just haven't seen for a while. Yes. And for me, as a front row forward, there was something just beautiful about how they played. It was very hard, but beautiful.
We'd Paul O'Connell on the show, and he said the way they did it, the way they went through the guts, was actually very innovative. He was really looking forward to watching this tape again and again a few times.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was different.
Yeah.
And I thought the pace in which they did it, and of course everybody talks about the skills and Corey catching on the ground and Kieran Reid's pass off the floor.
I presume your sons, like everyone, had that moment of ooh when Barrett picks up the ball under massive pressure running back. It's just glorious moment, skill, everything.
It was, and looked natural, which is disturbing for the rest of us. No, but it makes it kind of difficult for the rest of us. I remember having a conversation with David Campese years ago, and he got, I definitely have mentioned this before, but they got the moment of the World Cup in 1999 where he ran to the touchline, passed over, and centre got the ball and scored. And they said it was the best piece of pure skill that they'd seen, of instinct that they'd seen. And I said that to him, and he said, no, it's not. It's not even vaguely instinctive. He knows if I take a step off my left leg and I get into the touchline, I'm not going to run into touch, I'm going to throw the ball back in field. He said, we've practiced that 100 times in training.
Yeah.
And so it's the level of practice of not having a fear of throwing an intercept or throwing the ball to ground, and with the certainty of having somebody who's going to run the positive line expecting the offload. Mm. And for me, that marked out the All Blacks over the Lions. I thought the Lions played really well. I thought a lot of their play was good. I thought they were under a huge amount of pressure for an awful lot of it. They clung on and clung on and did a lot of things well, got themselves back into the game, and then out of the game.
Yeah.
The level of concentration that the Lions have to hold seems to be at 100% all the time.
Is that because it's a slightly faster pace than they're used to, or why is that?
I think it's faster. I think there's been a lot of complaints, not complaints, but people saying, well, you know, that our back row should have slowed it down an awful lot. Our back row weren't in the position to slow it down.
Yeah.
You know, they're moving it away from the back row a lot of the time. They're moving it to players that wouldn't traditionally slow it down, you know. So the All Blacks upped their game to play a particular style we haven't seen before. Mm. I can't get away from the fact that that's incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, it's not just defending the Lions to the hilt of it. I thought the Lions played pretty well. And I've watched as people have said, well, you know, the Lions didn't take their chances. They didn't.
Yeah.
And when you have a chance, you have to take it. Mm. And the one thing I asked for before the game, and not that they're listening, but that I'd like to see is I'd like to see somebody break the game line. Somebody run a line that it doesn't matter. If they don't get the ball, the team will be able to deal with it. If I give one other example, Conor Murray kicked brilliantly. And they landed where he wanted to land. Mm-hmm. And the Lions won an awful lot of those balls back. And that was a lot of the Lions' game plan. But the All Blacks were never put under pressure that they didn't catch the ball. You know, they still had a perfect defensive line. They still looked calm and composed. Mm-hmm. It didn't expose them in any way that the Lions had won the ball back an extra 20 yards up the field.
Yeah.
So there needs to be something more in terms of creativity than just that, you know, destructive box kick that Conor Murray does so well.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. So that was the point I was going to put to you then. There were these stunning, electric, memorable moments from the Lions in attack, the try, chief amongst them, and Watson had some great runs. But in general play, the accusation was that the All Blacks were far too comfortable defensively.
Yeah, I thought they were comfortable at times, not all the time.
Okay.
And I thought the Lions did, especially at the start, I thought the line shocked
that first 20 minutes.
The defensive line a lot. I thought Jonathan Davis did really well. I thought he played well. He looked very comfortable running. He looked like he was looking for a gap.
And did the All Blacks then, just after that first 15, 20 minutes, start to recognise the shapes, the patterns, and just get very comfortable with it?
The All Blacks held on to the ball. They just didn't give the ball to the Lions for tracks of time after that first 20 minutes.
Can the Lions do that to them?
They can do it, but they need to be able to get over the gain line so they're not put under pressure.
Which they struggled to do at times.
And so that becomes part of it.
And is it then Murray has to kick because we're going nowhere?
Yeah, but I do think our box kick is maybe too early, and it could be later on when you've challenged a little bit, and I don't think we're challenging enough. And that would be the second one. So if we talk about the first criticism that I would have is the lack of support runners and running a line just on the chance that is on... literally on the gain line to catch the ball, because once a guy is tackled there and you get it, you're then in space. We don't do that, and we haven't. That's the first one. The second one I have is because the Lions is a mix match of different players and different styles, I think it's very hard to have one formal game plan. I think you need to let the and. Maybe we argue the toss on this, but it is the best of what we have. Mm-hmm. That when you do put that into the mix, you have to kind of trust those guys individual. So I do think they have to have a bit of a cut. And that's actually what happened with Liam Williams. Now he looked to kick and he made the right decision.
Yeah.
But then he made another right decision, and another right decision. Now that doesn't fit in the game plan that's set for the Lions, but it was a guy's reacting to a guy making the right decision.
Yeah.
And I would say there was a whole elements of that. I thought Elliot Daly did really well. Early step that checked the defensive line, Jonathan Davis, an extra step that was needed. Mm. Sean O'Brien, I was going to say a tractor, and that would be unfair for him, because in the middle of that run, quite interesting actually, I don't know if it was picked up, in the middle of that run, he upped his pace. So he had been jogging, fast jogging, from about the 10-metre line to 5 metres outside the 22, he sprinted. So he had to bust a gut to get there on the chance that something would happen.
Yeah.
That, for me, was... And it goes down as one of the great Lions tries.
Yeah, it was pretty phenomenal. So as we kind of segue into the second test then, like you're talking about those lines and finishing off chances or line breaks when the Lions have them. Stuart Barnes pointed out in the Sunday Times, they've been saying that in every press conference. He's been at every press conference. Every single game we're saying this. Equally, we've got to stop giving away so many penalties. They've been saying that in every press conference. And it's just not happening. I mean, whatever they're doing Monday to Friday, it's clearly a very difficult thing to stop a team giving away penalties, to get them finishing off these moves. These are not easy things. And his point really was, there is no reason to suggest suddenly in Wellington that moves will be finished off and that the penalty count is going to dramatically come down.
Well, for me... again, I would look at it. I disagree with that summation a little. I actually think there will be a big improvement this weekend. And the reason being, and I'm not saying because I said it at the very start, this is the game that I had targeted for the Lions to win. I just didn't think they could win. I want them to win the first one. I just I just didn't see it. I just think Auckland has a strange aura over the All Blacks, an additional one, and they've got plenty of aura. And but yeah. I just thought this was a game where it's an extra week in the tour. You have figured out for the most part what your test team is. They've pretty much had 2.5-3 weeks to play together. They're more comfortable with them. So they have trained for the week on their own, separate from the rest, not having to do anything. This is what they're doing. Their focus is sole on this, and they've gone to try and do it. So I think they'll be better. I think there'll be a higher level of understanding. It still requires your players to play unbelievably well. And a few of the Lions players didn't play well last Saturday. You just kind of can't afford that to happen. And they just need to hit top mark. So whatever the team is that's picked, it's the game of their lives.
Sure.
And if the Lions play as 15 or 23, the game of their lives, then they have a chance to win, right?
Maybe.
But that's what that actually is.
That's
what the Lions.
That's the deal.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
sure.
let's not. It's the difficulty of it that makes it the trip you want to go on.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I've watched and listened to people say, "Well, sure, you know, I would rather watch Ireland." Fine. I'd rather the guys weren't. Who needs this? Is it? It's because it's so bloody difficult.
Yes.
Because everything is set up against you, whether we're all masochistic or whatever the story is. But it's that idea that it is that difficult that you can pitch yourself with everything set against you.
Mm.
Now, I do think with the structure of the tour, too much is set against you for a professional. So it's changing.
Yeah.
So a lot of the old tradition, you have to try and tidy some of that up for a variety of reasons.
Happen.
And so I think that'll happen. But I just think that that is something that is fantastic. And that's, you want, like, the Lions have won 2 series in 100 years where they've lost the first test.
Yeah, 1899 and 89, both in Australia.
Yeah. So, you know.
They're up against it.
They're up against it. But, you know, the idea of leaving everything on the field, the idea of being that vulnerable to just go for it and absolutely having to go for it. It isn't about throwing the ball around. It isn't. It is about players that have the skill and capability having the freedom to have a cut.
Mm.
Not all the time, because you play that game against the All Blacks, you lose, definitely. And even if you do it and do it well, it doesn't guarantee. But something has to change beyond what happened last week.
Mm. So personnel changes then before we go. So it seems very much like Itoje will come in for one of Cruz or Alanwyn Jones. And it certainly seems like Peter Omani will go from test captain to having to watch the whole thing unfold, which is terrible for him. And Warburton is going to come in. Do you expect those changes? Think those changes are right? And do you see any other changes?
I expect both those changes. I don't know for who. I thought both the second rows didn't reach the levels that they could. Cruz made uncharacteristic errors. I thought Alanwyn Jones had a knock. I thought he got smashed at one stage. And for me, I was shouting at the telly to get him off, you know, for an assessment, because I thought he got a bang.
Right.
And he didn't reach the levels. But he's played an awful lot of rugby on this trip. He's one of the older guys in the squad. Peter O'Mahony, I get it, and I'm upset about elements of it.
And what do you get? Explain what's Gatland thinking?
I get that the Lions have to slow down the ball. Who's to say that Peter doesn't slow it down? But I get that you need to be on the front foot an awful lot more, and I think there's a big onus goes on the front five. To scrummage really well, to try and take as much control of this game as they possibly can, to make it easier for the back row. And I think Warburton can do elements of that, but I don't think Warburton is on very good form at the moment. So that's the one I'd be a bit disappointed with. Also, I would say, I thought Peter led well, and you can say this watching from the telly, how do you know? But I actually thought we lost a little bit of our shape when he went off, and I thought we lost a bit of shape when Benteo went off.
Mm.
And I wouldn't have been the guy shouting for Benteo to be picked.
Mm.
But I thought he did a really good job curtailing Sonny Bill Williams.
You certainly think twice now before you throw Sexton on and McFarrell to 12 on Saturday now.
But yeah, it depends on what it is you're looking for. Mm. But even if I look at the game for yesterday morning And this is, see, people bemoan the fact of rugby being so physical and so hard. Dan Biggar got smashed yesterday. He went off for a head assessment. He came back onto the field. What happened next? They targeted the guy who's just been off the field. Right?
Mm.
It's not the prettiest thing in the world, but absolutely target that guy. He's been cleared to go back on. That's fine. Mm. So just to make certain, do you really want to be back here? That's that hard edge that the All Blacks bring, which is very, very clean. It was a really hard line. And it was well, you know, it was well yeah. played. And it's, so it's very tough. So anytime there's, you know, you just, they look for points of weakness, whatever that point is.
Mm.
Like it's the idea of saying, well, is he ready now to make the next tackle? Well, let's test that.
Mm.
It's a test.
Yeah.
That's why they're called tests.
Sure. Yeah.
But, and it, never more so than in New Zealand.
But the point still stands. You would definitely still think twice about going Sexton on, Tio off. You'd have to say it didn't have any impact on the game or any positive impact on Saturday.
No, I didn't. I didn't think it worked on Saturday. And it's funny because Gatland has spoken about it all the time. He sees Owen Farrell as a 10, and yeah. he sees Owen Farrell had a poor game by his standards. You know, he just didn't take as much control of the game. But it's very hard when your front five are not getting parity. They were getting parity, but they were under huge pressure all the time. The forwards were not getting over the gain line anywhere near as much as you would like them to. And that makes it very hard. Mm. And so, I mean, they're, you know, I think Johnny has shown a little bit more, you know, confidence and positivity, and that could become the one then. But, you know, I don't know. I think it's an incredibly tough selection.
Mm.
And I don't know whether it's been made easier or harder with the way the tour has gone, but we looked at Jonathan Joseph then, who's, you know, you're looking to see which guys are putting their hands up. I'm glad to say that two of the front row forwards put their hands up yesterday, but not a lot of the backs said you'd definitely pick them.
Mm. So sum it up then, it's obviously incredibly difficult. You said you thought Wellington might be their best chance and you expect the lines to be better. Still, the bottom line is New Zealand are heavy, heavy favourites, and that's the context here.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think they'll improve as well.
Right.
And then maybe that's just a small bit frightening.
Keith, thanks a million.
Pleasure.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.